Welcome to the Black Girl Flow podcast, a space dedicated to creating conversation that pushes us to be in alignment and at peace with ourselves and the world around us.
We are about cultivating joy, growth, and success in our life, love, and identity. So join us as we find our flow.
We are your hosts, Liv
and Lex,
two 20-something-year-old Black girls working every day to be in flow.
And we want you along this journey with us.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Black Girl Flow podcast. Like always, we hope that you all have been well, and we just need y'all to pat yourself on the back for closing out the year with us, but also overcoming what 2023 was.
What was it? It was everything.
It was everything in one. The
and
lessons
at the same time.
Yeah, no, the lessons that we have learned this year will take us into our 40s because...
Ain't that true?
I mean, the girls were surrendering. We were embracing change. And
humble,
I'm just...
reaching peaks, seeing valleys, everything in between. The walls were closing, yet the window is open and the world is our oyster.
No, I couldn't have said it better because... the lessons, I cannot emphasize that. And it's so funny because, you know, we used to have this segment called Weekly L's on our YouTube where we would just talk about stuff that we were going through and how we overcame them and maybe turn the L's into W. Sometimes there was nothing you could turn into a W.
Exactly. I think the point of it was really just to say, like, the healing journey is not always rainbows and unicorns, but you can find the humor that, like, keeps you going.
And boy, oh boy, could we have like racked up the content this year for y'all when it came to the weekly L's. But I'm just so grateful, one, for community, two, for just like the ability to start over.
Totally.
And that's what I think is so beautiful about the new year approaching. It's like this ability for all of us to wipe the slate clean. Now, granted, I always talk about, I like celebrating my new year in April because it's a season change and... yeah. It just feels unrealistic to set these new goals and things in the middle of dead winter when totally. I just want to be in the house and play Sims all day. Mm-hmm. But the ability and the mindset of just starting the slate clean, and this could literally happen on a random Tuesday, you know, just feels so good to me. And it's just that ooey gooey spot.
Yeah, I think I'm really seeing it this year as an opportunity to like pause and be really grateful for everything this year. Like you said, I agree. The season change tends to be the most like accelerated time and purpose driven where, okay, we're really thinking about how we're going to shift and adjust into the newness. And that's usually the springtime. But I have such a deep sense of gratitude right now of just wanting to sit and reflect and embody the way that the winter season calls us back inside the house and calls us to slow down. So I think this is the first year I'm not hecka resistant to New Year's, which we usually know. Our OG listeners know I have never
been a New Year's girl.
Literally, it's a day. It is a Tuesday to me. Mm-hmm. And this one, I'm like, oh, wow. What a nice time to cheers. Happy New Year.
2023 was like that.
Exactly.
We deserve to celebrate the New Year.
I agree. We really do need to like shout ourselves out. Praise people for this accomplishments. And I feel like that's what this episode is today for us, is to be able to round out the year of some of those highs and those lows and in-betweens and things that we're just thinking about as we're taking into the new year, and then sharing the most exciting piece of it is what to expect in the new year and the things that we're hoping that we get to accomplish. So I'm excited about that.
Well, I think we need to just transition into our pulse check because...
always.
We have to, it's like podcasting is kind of like FaceTiming your friends or like being on the phone with your friends. So it's like, what have we been up to? What have we been thinking about? Yeah. What have we been feeling?
My favorite is to be like, okay, so last time we talked, this is what you're doing. And you're like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have so many updates. That's my favorite to do to my friends.
My life is a pendulum. So I'll start off and say that my birthday is coming up. And like,
oh my gosh,
any Capricorn, I feel like I'm not sure when Capricorns usually start like the birthday countdown. It's like in June, I'm like, my birthday's coming up in December, you know, just going far, far out. But it's for real coming up now. And I'm turning 25 and it's been like this huge countdown that has made me very anxious, but also very excited because it feels like this new era of entering my grown womanness. And mm-hmm. I just feel more confident within myself. And this is the feeling that everyone I feel like has been talking about. Well, I feel like they're stages, right? So totally. It's like when you hit 25, you feel a little bit more confident. When you hit 30, you know, you're constantly challenged. And sometimes you may have years where you might need to start from scratch. And it's like, I have no idea. I can't even believe I was confident 2 months ago. But as someone that I think has always seen all of the options and seen all the opportunity, it feels more clear on which opportunities are for me and which opportunities aren't for me. Mm-hmm. And I went to Lexi's room the other day and I was like, I'm going to buy my first pair of heels next year. Now, some of y'all may be thinking, this bitch doesn't have heels. How, like, what was she wearing to prom? What was she wearing? I've always been a kitten heel kind of girl. Okay. Yeah. I'm 5'10". And I've never really felt like
our first
putting that shit
never,
on for
yeah,
real.
Our first reach was never heels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was never heels. And I'm such a comfort over anything type of person. So the fact that I am entering my grown woman era, it's not even grown woman. It's just becoming more comfortable with my femininity. Mm. Because you can be a grown woman and not own a single pair of heels, totally, right? Totally. But just becoming more in tune with what I want my femininity to look like is really special. And I'm really excited. And the lessons at 25, I know. Girl, I know.
I already know you're entering into it with such a strong head on your shoulders, which is such a cringy uncle coach thing to say. Like, oh, you got a good head on your shoulders. Because usually this time is so chaotic mm-hmm. for you. And for, I think you're really thriving. These like past couple weeks has been filled with a lot of like good newness and you're embracing all the change. Like, usually you go so silent into the night and then come like bursting out like a jack in the box.
Like, lashes done. When I'm coming back, my lashes are done. I've got 40-inch braids. I'm kidding. Not since I've had my locks at least.
Like, it's always,
it's like, how can I spend all of the money I possibly have on myself and have the best birthday ever?
Yeah. And still thinking that you're going to have a great time because you are curating it. That's one thing about you. You will curate your experience. But just the energy that you are, like you said, feeling clarity and like narrowing your focus. You can just see it on you. And I'm really excited for this next year for you too.
Aw, thanks, Unc. I appreciate you. I appreciate
thanks, coach.
You. Thanks, coach. I want to get into your pulse check because it's been your 12 days of Christmas. Has Christmas vibes been Christmasing for you?
Oh yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Oh yeah. Y'all knew from the last episode I was really looking forward to my trip to DC, and it mm-hmm. was everything your girl needed and more. And I think coming back from that just was the high of the Christmas spirit of really getting to like finish decorate the house. I'm obsessed with my Christmas decorations. I've really nailed it down. And now we've been able to do like a lot more holiday events this week with people too. So getting to do the fun, now it's not just the holiday markets, but it's the night outs with your friends. And I just don't know why we don't have lights up all year round, because they just make everything better. Like, they make every downtown better. They just make every experience better. Like, throw a Santa hat on and all of a sudden the world is simpler. I just even love the themed shows. Like, I love Holiday Shark Tank. Like, I eat it up. So yeah, I'm really enjoying the Tis the Season vibes that we got going on. So excited to ride that wave. But no, I think, just like I said, reflecting on this year, and I have really been sitting in a big discomfort of not knowing what next year holds for me. And it, not in a way of I have no plan. Like, your girl's still working. I'm on, you know, different projects and things like that. And I'm still managing my day to day. I'm usually just the type of person that has some big, like, vision, whether... And the best way to put it is a metaphor of like running a marathon. Like, you know the day that your race is happening, you know what you're working yourself up to. And I really thrive on that model because your girl's got a high sense of responsibility. So once you put that marker in front of me, whether it's an easy process or not, or whether we know how to get there or not, I'm going to get there. And I just don't have that right now. And so I'm sitting in all of the discomfort of feeling like that's not where I'm supposed to be, the scarcity that sometimes comes from that, the messages of who I'm going to let pour into me as I decide what that plan is, who do I need to talk to, what information is important to me. So even as the season has been really fun and so many incredible, beautiful moments, I also have that kind of lingering for me in the background of like, okay, like, what are we doing? What are we doing? And I'm like, yeah, y'all, what are we doing?
And it's such a normal feeling, but it can feel very insular when you're just navigating life. And
yeah, I think any big transition, like even people who are leaving grad school, sometimes I hear a very similar experience if they're like, I just did this really big thing and I'm not even at the place that I thought I was going to be when I finished, of having more clarity or more excitement about what's next. I actually think I want to ditch this whole plan and like reevaluate everything. And so I think it is a very natural phase of life when you do a big transformation of something. And so I like I said, I'm sitting in the discomfort of it right now, and trying to find my growing edge and just move through it, because I don't want to rush through this and sign myself up for something that really was not in a place of like the bigger vision of everything else. So we're just sitting in it. I'm in a little rowboat in the middle of the ocean by myself.
I know. And I'm really excited to return next year, you know, and just keep having the conversations, keep making sense of it, because no one really has the answers and we're all just doing it.
Yeah.
But what we will do is we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. And when we get back, we'll tell you all what we have in store for 2024, maybe a recap of what we've accomplished this year, and then also a few lessons that we've learned. So stay tuned.
Let's talk about something that affects all of us ladies: hormones. Because let's face it, when your hormones are out of whack, life can feel like a roller coaster. Well, say hello to Hormone Harmony, the ultimate solution for women of all ages seeking balance, crafted by Happy Mammoth. But what sets Hormone Harmony apart? Well, it's not just another supplement. Happy Mammoth, the company behind Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. Plus, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens that help your body adapt to hormonal changes, ensuring you feel like yourself again. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution designed for women of all ages. So whether you're in your 20s dealing with PMS or in your 40s and beyond facing menopause, Hormone Harmony has got you covered. For a limited time, you can take 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BLACKGIRLFLOW at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code BLACKGIRLFLOW for 15% off your order today.
If you know me and Lexi, you know that we are both quite the bookworms, and we've got something exciting to share with you all today. Have you ever found yourself overwhelmed by the endless options at the bookstore, unsure of what to pick up next? Well, we've discovered a game changer: Book of the Month. This isn't your run-of-the-mill book subscription. It's like having a book-loving friend handpick your next literary adventure each month. Trust me, their selections are always spot on. And this month, I can't wait to dive into Real Americans by Rachel Kong. What makes Book of the Month stand out? It's the simplicity. No more decision fatigue at the bookstore, just a curated selection of top-notch reads waiting to sweep you away. Lexi and I had a blast picking from a variety of genres, from pulse-pounding mysteries to heartwarming romances. But what truly won us over is their dedication to quality and fun. With just a handful of selections each month, they prioritize the joy of reading over endless options. Every book is a gem waiting to be discovered. So fellow book lovers, it's time to level up your reading game. Head over to bookofthemonth.com and use the code PETALS to snag your first book for just $5. Trust us, your bookshelf will thank you.
All right, so jumping back in to the content of a recap of our year, the highs, the lows, everything in between, and a little preview of what's to come. I feel like it makes sense to really recap this year because, like we've been saying, it has felt like our whole 20s happened in 2023. It was accelerated. It was foot on the gas, whether or not you were prepared or not. So I think for me, when we recap our year, a core element of it was just our friendship for me. And there were so many ups and downs to it. And at the same time, I've never been so more 10 toes down about somebody than I am about Olivia. And so it is funny to think back and just reflect of like how far we've come just in this past year in our friendship.
And I'm not sure if that's surprising to people. I mean, we had the roommate conversation of like what it's like living with your best friend. And it was like a cute kiki on TikTok. And yeah. The fact that we've been doing it for almost 2 years.
You
is
mean
definitely
we beat the allegations.
Right. We beat the allegations that you can't live with your best friend. But at the same time, it would be silly of us to come on the podcast and talk about every tussle that we've had.
Totally.
But it's like there is this illusion that when you're in deep community with people that there won't be anything that happens that you guys might not see eye to eye on. And I think the biggest thing for us is that we've had to really evaluate like our identity and our childhood and like retrospective understanding of the world and see how like it differs.
Totally.
And to, then to make get space. Through and to make space for the difference.
Yeah.
And it's probably been like, I mean, I don't want to speak for you, Lexi, but since we are so enmeshed, like this is the only relationship where we can really see it happen besides a romantic partnership. Mm-hmm. And so because it's y'all,
we could gush over each other all day.
We could gush over each other, but it has been such a beautiful like work of time, space, art, like within figuring out our relationship. And I just really encourage people to make space for the gray area within friendships and for the difficult and challenging moments.
I think transformational is the word that really comes to mind for me, and not just in what we've been able to do with the time and space and energy that we've interacted with each other, but also how, when I tell y'all, I say this with my whole chest, I would not be in the place that I am in my life with the beautiful good things if I wasn't in deep relationships like this. Like, it has made me a better person.
Absolutely.
And just like you said, we just don't often hear that. That's not a romantic relationship. And so, and this year was the year of us standing in our boundaries. Like, ooh. There have been so many moments of, like you said, just absolute difference of opinion, views, perspective, reactions, and just saying, and I'm not really here to talk about it. Like, this is just how I'm experiencing it. And the way people are, I was not prepared.
I was not prepared either. And oftentimes I feel like there wasn't necessarily like a solution that was like, okay, now we both see the world this way. It's like, no, I still see it this way and you still see it that way. And that's cool.
And I'm going to love you even more knowing that this is how you experience the world.
It's like, okay, bet.
And that to me has been such a lesson. Like, so much beautifulness has come from that for me, even as difficult as it is at times, because there's such a lack of resolve at times. It makes you a better human when you can be in practice of that non-judgmental space, coming back and being grounded in love, and like really having to put the rubber to the road of saying, can you, my mom always says, do you want to be right or do you want to be in relationship? And I don't think I knew what that meant. But I think in these moments when your ego is just so gushing and you're saying like, even after all of that, I still just want to be in relationship with this person. So I hope that one day we're able to put all that into the art form. And I think the podcast is definitely part of that. But where we're at right now and where I'm at, our friendship has been one of the highlights of the year for me.
I know. And each time we get closer, which is, I think, the most important thing. Because, y'all, we be tussling sometimes. But
yeah, but we've been in the game 5+ years now.
Yeah, but, like, it's like we are so committed, and it's been really dope experiencing that friendship. At the same time, the podcast has grown a lot, and we've gotten so many amazing shout outs from y'all.
Yeah.
And we're so appreciative, and it just feels like, wow, I really love the pace at which we are all able to come together and be there for mm-hmm. one another, like virtually, mm-hmm. because, you know, we talk about the internet being the space for Gen Z and millennials. We don't really have a lot of spaces in person that we can convene. So this has been a highlight of our year and going forward for my personal lessons, y'all, mm-hmm. because your girl learned a lot of lessons this year, primarily in money and financial relations and like what I can really do to set myself in a different position going forward. We always just kind of chuck up our 20s to like being broke and like not knowing what we want to do. But there is a way that you can move with intention and set yourself up in a better position than just simply being like, fuck it. And I'm not sure if it's because my prefrontal lobe is developing or if it's just that everything's gotten more expensive, but you really got to be a lot more careful. Yeah, you have to just be mindful, not careful, but mindful of the ways in which you interact with others, interact with money, interact with, you know, just the time in life that you're in right now. And so that's something that I'm taking with me, just figuring out how to, but being mindful, being intentional with the ways I spend my money. And then also with my body and my relationship to my body and what I really enjoy about the art of moving my body. Mm. So, cause it's again, one of those grown women, like you grow into your body different.
Totally.
Things you used to eat don't mesh anymore. Mm-mm. And it's a cool process.
Yeah, totally. I think for me, it really is my renewed commitment to the process. I love a process. Mm. The process, the practice, the end goal is great. Crossing the finish line is great. The gold medals that we get in life are great. The accolades, the compliments, all of that. And I'm grateful for those, especially the ones that we've gotten in terms of the podcast, the people that we get to be compared to or told and encouraged to, like, this content is aligned and with people that we've built relationships with that we admire, that we also believe in the platforms that they have. I also think for myself personally, just knowing that as long as you're in the process, for me, it's the same relationship with you have movement. And in movement comes insight, comes evolution, comes change. And I think with the years that we've had, and sometimes feeling a little bit hopeless at time with the state of things or even in personal lack of clarity, being committed to the process has been really grounding for me. And so I want to continue to stay proximate to that in the next year.
I loved that word, recommitting to the process. And then also, I'm going to emphasize this again, y'all, like accepting the first draft form.
Totally.
And just reworking and editing it constantly.
You can do so much more with the first draft. Just do it. Literally, yeah, just do it.
It's such a cool act of like giving yourself permission to just be in first draft form, and you're not going to get it right.
Yeah.
And so I encourage you all to just sit with, what are the lessons I've learned this year? Mm-hmm. What do I want to bring into the next year? And what can I do to set myself up for success as I'm thinking about all of these things? Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody should find somebody in their community, whether an old friend you haven't talked to or somebody that you're maybe even moving through that conflict, and share with them what the recap of your year was, how you experienced it, the gratitude that you're holding for different aspects of your life. Like, we need to be in the practice of sharing that insight with each other and being in right relationship. So don't just hold on to it in your little journal and then when the girlies come around be like, I'm fine, I'm whatever. No, take the moment, be real, be authentic, and you'd be so surprised at the commonalities and the shared experiences that you'll find even close by you.
And before we close this episode, I'd like to just talk about what has community looked like for us this year. Mm-hmm. And Lexi, I would love to hear your perspective. What have you learned? Because earlier in the year, I remember you talking about, you're like, this is the first year I missed two of my friends' birthdays.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like, this is like, I am so grounded where I am. Like, mm-hmm. I can only see what's right in front of me. And mm-hmm. it's been, you know, mm-hmm. a challenge and in a new phase of life managing relationships. But you've also had so many new friendships. So I want to hear.
Y'all, again, it's a process. I think I'm still trying to find the connection for all of them and make the way that I know I can show up the most whole and full. And again, I've been super blessed to be in space with people who I've been friends with for a really long time, but getting to reconnect, whether it's traveling and visiting each other. And I think for me, it's about continuing those small touch points and just making sure that you're not going to be there for every part of everybody's life. It's a near impossible task. And unless you're even Liv and I, we live in the same house and we still miss moments of each other's life. And so you can't hold that to yourself, but just knowing that, having a sense of integrity in that who you are and making sure your people are taken care of and slowing down, because at the end of the day, all of the fluff, it's not worth it if you're not there with other people at the end of the day. And y'all know I stay saying, if I eat, everyone eats. So I need to make sure everyone's eating.
Yeah, it's heavy on the give yourself grace.
Totally, totally. Yeah.
And give yourself permission to change.
Exactly.
And evolve. Mm-hmm. Like, when I think about community this year, it's so funny because one of my best friends is getting married next year. Mm-hmm. And she's like the first of my friends that's getting married. And I've known her since I was a baby. Shout out to you, Naria. I love you, right? And it's just been really interesting supporting my friend as she's in a completely different phase of life.
Yeah. And like, that's literally embarking on this thing that is so, it's so hard to capture, because it's like, oh my gosh, you're getting married. Like, yeah, you're actually doing it.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
You're getting your master's, and everything, the stark differences of people in different stages of their life just become so much clearer.
Yeah.
But when you are committed and you love someone and you're loyal to that friend and mm-hmm. you want to see the best for them and you want to grow with them, the only choice you have is to evolve with them.
Exactly.
And I've been like learning what that looks like in my life. Mm-hmm. Similar to you, I've also been a lot more just grounded with who is right in front of me, where before it was, you know, light work, maintaining relationships with people virtually all over the world. But now that I'm in this long distance relationship, it's been, you know, a different type of, I don't even say understanding, but just schedule.
Approach, yeah.
Yeah. Approach of being able to show up for people.
Yeah.
And I communicate to my friends and I am like watching myself evolve in real time as well.
Totally. Totally. And it makes me think too about our commitment to the podcast community that we have. Y'all are our tribe through and through. And I hope, and we say it every time, like, if y'all don't know how much we love and appreciate what we've grown here and how we want to really lean into this idea of community into the next year. Now that this flow framework seems to be the most grounding and getting us towards the higher consciousness and liberated vision of community for all of us, we want to make sure that we're putting and creating the spaces to be in practice of that. And as important as the podcast is in facilitating and catalyzing that, we're really ready to take this IRL.
Absolutely. Like, I can't emphasize that we mess heavy with y'all. Anyone that's ever posted an Instagram post, like a story post, a review.
Just know it's us on the other
comment,
end. Yes.
Just know we literally see what you do, and we appreciate you, and the fact that you even take time out to listen to us means the world.
Yeah. So I'm excited. We're going to take a little bit of a hiatus and enjoy the rest of the holidays, celebrate all of the beautiful people in our lives, like Olivia for her birthday, and we'll be back in February for a good little season to take us through the springtime. And then we'll have a lot more to share with you all then of what other incredible things we'll be up to in the 2024 year.
Right in time for Aquarius season, baby.
Shout
out to all the Sagittarius. Shout out to all the Capricorns.
Honestly, I'm super pumped for this Aquarius year. I've never been in proximity with more Aquariuses in my life all of my friends are dating Aquariuses. Mm-hmm. I'm meeting more Aquariuses in my life. Like, everybody is 10 toes down. I'm glad that y'all figured out it was the wave.
I have no words. I love an Aquarius. I can't even argue with ya.
We love you too.
Thank y'all so much for listening to another episode. Please stay warm. Please stay cozy. Keep on reflecting. Keep on, you know, finding new avenues to grow. And we can't wait to see you all in the new year. We are leaving you with peace, love, blessings. And we will see you guys next time.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
All right. That wraps up our episode this week.
We'd really appreciate if y'all could rate us on Apple and Spotify, as it really helps grow our BGF tribe and support our podcast.
As always, the conversation continues on Instagram and TikTok, so connect with us there if you want to join in on all the kikis.
With that said, we will see y'all next time.
Rest well, folks.